It's always a pleasure when an artist gets up early to come visit at KLEF, and such is the day today. Allison Grant, stage director for HMS Pinafore.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're from Canada.
I am.
On the other side of the country.
Canada, yes, from Toronto in Ontario, which is only 10 hours from New York, and many more hours to Alaska.
Is opera thriving in Canada?
Yes, it is, actually. There are all kinds of really interesting small companies. There's a one in Toronto called Against the Grain, which takes older operas and makes them really brand new again. There's about five or six big companies across the country, but certainly not as many as there are in the States. I'm always astounded by how popular the opera world is in the United States.
Is this your first Alaska gig?
Yes. I'm so excited to be here.
Right, there's a traditional KLEF question. Every artist gets asked this on their first visit. Have you seen a moose?
No, I'm so sad, and I'm driving slowly so I don't hit a moose, because everyone keeps saying, don't speed or you'll hit a moose, and I haven't even seen one yet, and I've been here 2 weeks.
Not a lot of moose in Toronto.
No, you have to drive pretty far north in Ontario to Dryden and the north country in Ontario, which is similar to here, but no mountains. So it's this wonderful enclosed feeling you have here in Anchorage that I love.
Is being an opera stage director different than being a stage director for a play?
Yes, I think it is, but I try very hard to bring kind of a modern sensibility to the acting of opera, and I think as audiences, we expect that because we, first of all, we know who Freud was, so we all kind of have that psychological knowledge within us, and we expect things now from opera singers, which we didn't before. So we have, in our production of HMS Pinafore, which is why I'm here, a group of actors and singers who are not only beautifully well-trained singers, but also fantastic actors who have an acting vocabulary which is modern and energetic and bright, and so that I'm really feeding on that.
It really is as though about 30 years ago, everybody who mattered in opera had a meeting and said, you know, our stars don't know how to act. It's so much better. It's so much better than it used to be.
Oh, absolutely. There's such an interesting thing that happens. I work at the Canadian Opera Company, which is a big company in Canada, the biggest one in Canada, and they bring a lot of singers. They used to bring a lot of the Eastern Bloc singers, and there was a very different kind of way of singing. They would say, I sing here, and they'd stand center, and that was it, and sometimes they bring their own costumes, and it was of a different period. But American and Canadian singers now, it's so much is expected of them, and they bring this incredible life and not only musicality and voice training and diction and all the languages they have to learn, but also this wonderful modern sensibility in their acting.
You're going to get me off point, but you tempted me. The whole idea of a singer showing up with her own costume. Do you know about how they, at least maybe this is not a real thing, it may be apocryphal, but have you ever heard of Cuban opera?
No.
Before the revolution, supposedly, opera got to be very popular in Cuba, but they needed imported singers, and so they would import one from here and one from there and one from somewhere else, and the operas would be presented each with their own, in their own costume, each singing in their own language. But since none of it was Spanish, it didn't matter.
Amazing. I do remember one of my great mentors who started the Vancouver Opera, the Edmonton Opera, Regina. He was kind of the father of Canadian Western opera companies, Irving Gutman. And he only recently died, but he used to tell stories. He would bring in people like Marilyn Horne and Joan Sutherland and all these amazing names. And Joan Sutherland brought her own costumes because at that time they always did historical productions. You know, they were of the time. But now we tend to update things and make them more modern, and we set them in the slums of New York, or, you know, you can't do that anymore.
So what about HMS Pinafore? Does it look like a ship?
Oh, we've got a most fantastic ship. It's designed by Carrie Yanakawa. And Carrie is a fantastic scenic painter, designer, director here in Anchorage. And over the last 6-7 months, we have developed a beautiful, beautiful design for the ship. And it's big, so it can hold a lot of sailors, and a lovely, lovely chorus of women, and all these fantastic singers who come from all over the States.
All right, I'm going to give you, say, 90 seconds. You give the pitch. Why should somebody come see HMS Pinafore this weekend?
Well, you know, I grew up in a family of string players, except a few of my brothers, and I have a whole lot of them, played rock music. They were all in bands. And I used to say, well, I don't really like rock music. And they would say, well, that's like saying I don't like opera. There's a million different kinds of rock music. There's a million different kinds of opera. It's just a matter of finding it. And what we're doing is HMS Pinafore, which is Gilbert and Sullivan from the 1880s. And it's satire. But the reason you go to opera is to hear these fantastic voices with a full orchestra. There's nothing like it. And this particular opera is a comedy. It's full of satiric lyrics which speak to us today more than ever before. We've changed around some of the lyrics, so they're very topical, and they're very centered here in Anchorage. And I think that it's an experience that is really fun. If you enjoy going to musicals at all or going to rock concerts, it's that kind of big, expansive experience.
HMS Pinafore, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon, Discovery Theater, Alaska
right.
Center for the Performing Arts, tickets at centertix.com. And yes, Rick and Jan are going. I'm expecting your best work.
We open on Friday, and I'll see you there on Saturday, and then I fly back to Toronto on Sunday.
Well, thanks you for coming into KLAF.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's just been a delight to meet you.